shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Katie Nordgren.
And I'm Chris Sheppa, and with us today for episode 99 is the man, the legend, the great one himself, Wayne Gretzky, is what I would have said if I could have actually gotten him and he didn't stop returning my calls and just left me a voicemail calling me a shitty, shrill SJW bitch. So we got Nick to come on. Hi,
just,
Nick.
Just Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Okay, apparently this is how we're doing our intro today.
No, I wanted to do something fun.
I want to be Wayne Gretzky, so this is kind of tough. This I want just... to, like, be him without his politics. So I'm conflicted about this intro.
Oh, okay. Should I start over?
Oh, I could just pretend to be him for the rest of the episode.
Oh, your wine is so good, Wayne.
How about those, what about the percentage of the shots that you did take? How did those go? Because you miss 100% of the ones you didn't.
That's right.
How many did you get that you did
12.9%.
Take?
12.9%.
That's actually not very good.
Career. It's above average.
It doesn't sound good.
I don't even sound like him right now. This is not working.
What is
no
Wayne
one's going
voice
to believe
even...
that I'm Wayne Gretzky. This is ridiculous.
What does Wayne Gretzky even sound like? I actually don't know.
I don't know. I assume he sounds like Pro Star Cereal Tastes.
Yeah. I want to say Polish, but that's not right.
Well, he is Polish.
Yeah.
I tried to, you know, work up that Polish connection. My dad...
Someday you'll find it. The Polish connection.
The rainbow is just brown
and
gray.
The cabbage. The sausage in me.
Putting sausage in you.
You forgot coal.
I better not be Wayne Gretzky. I didn't say okay.
My dad really wanted me to be best friends with Wayne Gretzky's daughter because we were around the same
Paulina?
Age.
Paulina?
Good luck.
I thought Natalia or Natasha.
Oh, there's probably another one. Yeah.
There's a bunch of really gorgeous Gretzkys.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Gretzky girls.
You marry a supermodel and you move to LA and lo and behold, out pop some more supermodels.
They all go into like a pod and just incubate.
Yeah.
So our guest today is...
Wayne Gretzky.
Our guest today is Nicholas Smith. I don't know whether I should play up the academic angle, the musical angle, the friendship angle.
He's a multifaceted person. He can be
no,
all three of those
not
things.
Not really.
I can be whatever you need me to be.
Can you be my father figure?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
no.
Oh, in that way.
Wait, what?
Like a real father figure?
Yeah, not like what?
Like your daddy?
Dad.
Is one of those podcasts where sexy things happen?
No, no, no. There's nothing sexy about this podcast.
Okay.
At least not when I'm in charge. Oh my God. Okay,
I was just
so...
checking there because, you know, I didn't prepare.
It's just theater. No. It's theater of the mind. We can tell them we're doing anything. This is not true.
I'm haplessly trying to get this shit back on track, and that's theater of the mind.
We're professionals. We've done almost 100 episodes of this shit.
Of this shit. Emphasis on this shit.
Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, that's good. So, Nick. Nick, we are a decade of friends.
We are.
You are a musician in various projects.
And how old was I when you met me?
498.
That's right.
And you are now 508.
That's easy to do, the math now.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
right.
Now that there's 10 years between
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and so Katie used to call me 500 all the time. She's like, oh my God, you're like 500, and that was supposed to be really funny. But when you're older than someone, you always have that thought like, yeah, but you're going to turn this age one day.
And then you'll
and then
see.
And then the greatest day was when I got to message Katie and say,
you're 500.
Hi, how's it like, what's it like to be 500? Yeah, there's the little things in life that really just propel you forward and give you a reason for living.
And now I'm about to turn 503. 500 is just 30, apparently. I think that's how we did that.
And I think we all know she's not dealing very well with it.
No. No, I've noticed that my cheeks have finally descended into the jowls that I thought I would only get if I smoked. Cigarettes, am I right, guys?
Turns out you should have smoked.
Turns out I should have smoked because this was going to happen regardless. You are a musician as well, mm-hmm. But you're very bored of talking about that.
No, not really. No,
well, we went into, last Thursday, you and I,
yeah.
We went to Paul Anthony's Talent Times 10-year anniversary show.
Oh, the polka party.
And the final, apparently. And we walked in, and a pre-show playlist was playing, and what should be playing on the loudspeaker but your own dumbass voice.
Yeah, that's pretty surreal. It's surreal to walk into a big room with all those people and then just sort of think for a second that something's off, and then realize it's because you're hearing your own voice singing to you, and it's like... And then I noticed, because they did it again, remember? They played the fucking song again, and then it was like...
The song is called Polka Never Dies, though,
so
to be fair.
Enough. And I was drunk the second time I heard it, and I was like, this is actually okay, it's a pretty good song. But for some reason, the first time it was really annoying. It's like, stop.
Yeah, you were like, okay, I'm going to go get some drinks.
I hate this.
Well, you can appreciate that, Chris. I mean,
no one's ever played my music for anything.
Oh, no, but like, you know, if you're at a party or something, and someone's like, hey, let's put your CD on. Like you haven't heard it 8 million times.
Mm, true. So, and I'm like, I can hear every single mistake that didn't get edited out.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And then there's just like, come on.
But you're sort of an East Van staple. I was thinking of this. It's like, you know, local punk rocker. I'm like, not even local, man. You're fucking international at this point. Mm. You're beloved by the Poles, beloved by the Estonians. Like the Polish people.
They love you in the Poles. You're way up in the Poles. In Poland.
In Poland.
Oh my God.
Katie's really on today.
They're so political in Poland.
There's too many weeds. But it's funny, like some countries, the ones we did a lot of shows in.
Oh, you're in the band called the Dreadnoughts.
Yes, and you can play 13 straight shows in Poland, and then if you go there, there's still people who will come to see you, and that's crazy because it's been years. But then other ones, it's like they have no, like Ireland, no one. We checked our Facebook fans.
That seems like that would be your target demo.
Right? Because Facebook lets you look at where everyone that is a fan of your page actually lives.
Ah.
And Ireland is like 2 and Poland is like 8,000. How did that happen? We can't even speak Polish.
Well, it freaked my shit out when I was trying to just, send like, I was telling somebody the story about hearing the song. So I was sending the video. That the ridiculous film video that was filmed in Poland, I believe. And my friend was like, wow, this is really like high-end recording. And also then looked at the view count, was like, oh, like 400,000 people have watched this video. And then I realized that somebody who just like fucking uploaded your album got like 1.5 million views on it. Like, this is not small time.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it's you.
Well, that's true, yeah. Oh, believe me, every day.
And I know you. It's not because it's you, but because I know you. And I'm like, no one who knows me gets 1 million views.
I know me even better, so think of how weird it is for me. That is fucked.
Yeah.
But of course, you have to remember, like, people are listening to music on YouTube. They're not even watching things. So what they do is they just have it on, and they'll put, like, an album on or whatever. And then
yeah, like, 12 people have heard this podcast, man.
Oh, B, that's way too modest. 12. Come
12 is the least, like 25?
I was going to say 25, yeah.
25 is a conservative estimate. A cunt.
Conservative.
25 is a cunt.
Whoops. It's a conservative estimate.
Can I send my mom to this podcast or not?
No, I would say no.
That would be a hard no. Okay, gotcha. I
mean, Marie's pretty freaking cool, that's so good. I think she can handle it.
Well, I don't know. She's got that old, that sort of Irish sensibility.
Oh, fealty tee.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my lawyer heart can't handle it.
Yeah, well, what you gotta do is put your podcast on YouTube. There.
Ugh. Too much work. Don't care enough.
There has to be an image associated with it.
We've got like a picture.
Yeah.
We've got a drawing.
We've got a drawing we could put up, but we're not gonna do that.
Just a thought. I mean, have you thought about getting a manager? Someone in the biz who really knows how to push your stuff, you know, really. Just...
I just feel like I need to take a shower.
The next level.
Oh, God.
If you know what I mean.
Do people talk like that to you?
No. No. I talk like that to me in the shower. You wait. Know what you need.
Whoa, what do you need in the shower? Actually, you know what? You've had a tough week. You know what you deserve?
Another lather, rinse, repeat, if you know what I mean.
A little fiddly-ty potato.
How's your father?
Yes. Oh, God. Are we all just like little giggly geeks today?
Yeah, I'm really tired as well. I've had a hell of a week.
Yes, you have. Oh, yeah. How was your week? It was, we can do this.
I had a hell of a week.
We can fill in some gaps.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? I had to go to Victoria to do some secret government business. Mm-hmm. Your hair's just really making me laugh right now. It's sticking straight up.
Theater of the
For
mind.
For listeners at home, the hair is sticking straight up.
It's so iridescent and pretty. You're like a cockatiel.
Oh, what's that alien on the Bugs Bunny cartoons that has like the...
Marvin the Martian?
No, the thing with the poof that comes right out top of its head. That like flower alien. The big... It's like chasing Marvin around.
Now who's on too many weeds?
I saw this, it happened. No, so you have secret government business.
Yeah, so yeah. I went for secret government business and just hanging out in the old legislature-oony. And then I booked myself a flight home because I'm fancy. And it was the last Helijet and it got canceled. So then I got stuck over in Victoria. And it's like, I wasn't really stuck, but I was already having dinner with my friend's mom. And we'd had some wine, and then she was like, why don't you just come back and stay over? And then we, like, drank more wine and just, like, really listened to some albums, you know?
Okay.
Front to back, like, yeah. Just, you know.
She never really listened to Barry Manilow.
She just really wanted, she played me this song and was like, tell me what song it is. I'm like, well, it's a string quartet cover of some pop song. So I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I can get you albums and albums of the same stuff. Nice. Like, strings play Radiohead, strings play the Beatles, all that stuff. So I just, like, loaded up in it, like, a huge playlist, and we just, like, went through it, and it was hilarious.
I mean, can you tell us anything about the secret government business?
No, that's why it's secret.
Suboptimal for a podcast, though.
I know, I like to keep them guessing.
Could you make something up, maybe, and we'll just edit out the bit where I just said that?
Now you're telling me how to do my job editing? God damn it.
You need a manager, guys. What you need is a manager, somebody really just push you up, you know, to
Yeah, I can't say anything. I can't
really
say anything about it.
Oh. So secretive.
I'll ask you questions, and if you... No, that's not a good idea.
Are you? She's an assassin.
Are you
Did
an
you
assassin?
Just... Come on, you're blowing up my spot over here, Katie. Okay, well, I'll put a marker in that, and I'll edit that out. Anyway, but yes, if I was a better assassin, then I'd be able to, like, get back over to the mainland quicker, probably.
Yeah, you just, like, put on a dive suit and just fucking swim.
Rocket
pack. God. And then I come out of the ocean, like, unzipped to, like,
yeah,
James
Bond. Yeah,
sexy
bikini on, but one tit's totally fallen out in transit. You're like, oh, shit, god damn it.
Do they fall out?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Oh, out of a bra or a bathing suit? Totally.
They just fall out.
Oh, yeah, I had a tit fall out while I was crafting last night.
Wow.
To be fair, it was a wrap.
Energetic crafting.
It was a wrap dress, and I've got a very misbehaving tit.
When you say wrap dress, do you mean, like, from a rap video? Because I can see how a tit would fall out of one of those.
Oh, no. No, no. See,
they're
we just
barely
had a
in there to begin with.
We just had a fashion expert on here, so I wouldn't think I'd have to explain a basic cut for a dress. It's just wrap. And so if you bend over even slightly, it just folds open and just... Alrighty, just comes on out of there.
I don't know. Old lefty on me is the one that's always trying to laugh first out of the scene.
That's your party tit?
Yeah, that's my party tit.
Calm your tit, calm just one tit, leave the other tit, that's your party tit. So that one party tit's always itching to just like, what's up, guys? It's just like that old Budweiser commercial.
This is awesome.
This is awful.
I'm finding it very educational. I didn't know that, like... tits yearned for freedom in this way, and I think that's really interesting. I think more people should know.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean idiots like me who don't know these basic things about...
Oh my god. But yeah, so anyway, I got stuck over in Victoria. By choice.
Too much wine and the moon seemed to shine.
Yeah, it was fun though. And so we just hung out. We gabbed like gals. Mm-hmm. And then, slept in the guest room and then woke up at 5 a.m. to take the ferry over and then do a full day of work again, which was just like,
Secret
work. And then, The next day, I also had to get up early, so I'm just, like, a fucking exhausted wreck. So, yeah. Most of yesterday, I just lay in bed reading Crazy Rich Asians, which is a book.
That's a book?
Yeah.
Tell me more about this book.
Yeah, that's a good title.
It feels like you can't even say that name without, like, trying to put a box around the name. Like, it's the name of the book, I didn't come up with it.
Yeah. It's by a guy named Kevin Kwan who grew up in Singapore, and it's about, like, all the people that he knew and went to school with, like, this kind of folk. So, like, super rich prep school, like, everyone's got billions of dollars and all their, like, extreme shopping and private jet lifestyle kind of thing. And it's kind of a Cinderella story because this academic from New York hooks up with this guy and they've been dating for 2 years and then he's going to take her home to meet his family. Doesn't tell her that he's, like, the richest family in the whole fucking world, basically.
Wow.
So then she gets swept up into this whole thing and everyone's so mean to her because she's not from a good family and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
It's extremely good. I'm almost finished it.
Yeah, I heard they're making a movie about it or a TV show or something.
Fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just Google that under the desk there?
No. No, I just follow Constance Wu because I'm interested in her activist work. She's an actress. Sorry, that's not interesting. None of this is interesting.
That would be a good name for a podcast.
None of this is... That is just our... That's our subtitle of every episode. None of this is interesting. We've had a few interesting episodes. I don't think this one's going to be it. And it's not your fault. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's partly my fault. I mean, I could be doing interesting things.
Your 20-minute latte is not helping you get the zest you need.
Oh.
What do you mean a 20-minute latte?
Oh, well, this is about to get interesting. Because I went into Cafe Artigiano. If you're listening, Artigiano, this is about you. And poor Katie's trying to pick me up for the podcast there, and I thought I'd duck in. I had, like, 4 minutes before we were supposed to leave, so I thought I'd duck in and get a latte. Well,
four minutes, plenty of time.
You know, maybe it's going to take 10 or something.
Katie started doing her meal planning for the week.
Oh, my God. I go in there, order the smallest latte they have so as not to tax their resources. And 20 minutes later, after the kids in front of me have had their orangeato latte chai sprinkly thing, two of them made special for the little children, another child tried to steal my latte.
Oh, no.
Another child was like, Dad, I gotta drink. And I was like, excuse me. And he was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, that's actually mine. He's like, oh, we ordered one of these. I'm like, yes, you were behind me in line. The way yours is probably being made, and the father came over, and it was this thing, and he's a big beefy guy, and I'm like, I'm not talking shit to your son, I promise, I just want my goddamn latte! Don't beat me up! And then I sprinted back to the car so we could get here on time for this.
I was like, you did not have to run. He was running.
I need to get that energy out, I was so mad.
That little kid's name was Henry Kissinger.
And he went on to become Secretary of State.
It's a real fucking asshole.
Real story. Do you know who that was? It was Britney Spears making the coffee. And she, yeah. We're trying here, folks. We're giving it a college try, but we're all very tired.
Yeah, my favorite thing recently is there was a thread of people making fun of Justin Timberlake's new record, which is like Man of the Woods or something like that.
Oh, goodness.
And it's all these
First person I think of when I think of the woods.
Yes. All these terrible reviews that are just like, you know, it just sounds, awful, basically, in various iterations. And the quote is accompanied by a picture of Britney Spears laughing.
Excellent.
Very good thread. It's
about
very
time
good.
She gets her comeuppance later.
I've always said, I've been saying for years, she should be an emoji, just herself. Like, aww. They should give her her
little
emoji.
Brit-moji?
For everything she's done
Brit-moji,
for,
I like
for
it.
Us, you know?
Just collectively as a society.
Yeah, that's right.
Can it be, like, all different iterations? So there's, like, the denim dress Britmoji and the, like,
yes.
One that, like, spins around because I think she's on the show.
And, of course, emojis
around.
Are already bald, so.
And when, you know, when Britney
I feel so bad.
Invented the vaccine for polio, when she discovered that, you know, like, a pig heart could be used in lieu of a human heart for a certain amount of time, like, that was a really big breakthrough, and we really appreciate that from her.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of our heritage. When she invented basketball.
And when Britney Spears invented basketball and she cut that peach basket man's baskets.
That's right.
And when Britney Spears invented brain surgery.
It's a double helix.
Yeah. Britney Spears, I can smell burnt toast.
Dr. Spears. Yeah, and when Britney Spears' incredible research on DNA was stolen by Rosalind Franklin, and then stolen by Watson and Crick. Oh, God, I'm really trying to dig deep here. Yeah. Britney Spears.
You are pulling something up out of there.
Thank you.
Wherever it is you're digging.
Shit.
How was your week, Katie?
Actually,
it's shit. It was highlight was definitely the polka party. Big fan, and really pretty disappointed to hear that they're probably not doing any more, at least this year, because I didn't really know anything about Paul Anthony, and he's extremely charming.
He's awesome.
He's great.
And the show was hilarious. They had a child contortionist.
Kind of vaguely discomforting, right? That like you was look a, that at this 10-year-old in shapes that a 10-year-old should not be in, and you're like, they broke the child. They broke. What did you do, Paul? What did you do?
She break that child, and then there was a really old motherfucker named Harry.
Who just sang.
Who was so awesome. It reminded me so much of Bill from the Legion Hall when we used to do karaoke there. Amazing. There was a guy who would always sing Cold, Cold Heart. This guy reminded me. Harry reminded me so much of Bill. And he did a song called Vancouver My Dream, I want to say.
My Dream.
Vancouver My Heaven.
And then another one was called Today, just about how today is...
Vancouver My Heaven.
He's 90 years old, this guy.
He's great. I love him.
And there was pure.
I think
that
Katie
like...
wanted to sleep with him, but I'm not sure about that.
He looked like he had money. I mean, he lives in Vancouver. Yeah. He probably owns property. Get at me, Harry.
Just
put a little note in the C-Hag's mailbag.
I mean, she had like 5 rum and cokes at this point, but I was getting that vibe that old Harry was in for an interesting evening if he stopped by our particular section. But he did not. He left to go home, change his colostomy bag.
Oh, God!
So that was the end of that.
Nicholas Smith, what are we going to do with you?
Are we going to edit that out?
No. But yeah, Talent Time just seems so pure and nice. So it's always like...
His little daughter came out on stage for a little bit. It was super cute. Yep. He was like, she really did want to come out here, I swear.
I'm not just totally...
But the polka band that they had hired for this event bailed on them and left them a really nasty, nasty email, apparently.
What? Saying that they thought that they were... that the Talent Time people were going to make fun of them and that they didn't like what they represented and that sometimes some of their elderly guests were singing offensive songs about Alzheimer's and stuff like that, which are actually from their own experience, but like they were like, you were making fun of the elderly on your show, and it was really crazy. He read the whole email live on stage.
Oh my God.
And so this is funny because it's something I can actually talk about. They contacted us 3 days before because their polka band pulled out and they were like, could your band play the polka party? And I was like, shit, no, like we don't have enough material for that, you know, like 3 songs and they're all originals and they're not the ones that you would want. And then I thought to myself, I was like, but we could with like a month's notice get 25 easy songs together. And then I thought, why not just start that band? So I've started a polka band. And now I look around and Vancouver doesn't really have one.
Yeah,
and it's like
the Creaking Clanks are out now.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't played.
You guys
really
had this like very long, like big spread of like different styles you could do, and it was amazing stuff, but this like we're trying to target this very narrow like polka thing and just totally dork it up and wear matching suits on stage and stuff like that.
Nice.
Just,
will like, you ever play at the thing. Like the house, like the whatever it's called up on 20th and Commercial?
Do you mean like the Alpen House?
Yeah,
that's actually, I'm trying to plan our first gig there today. So
nice.
The gig will be today.
Yes. I'm planning it for later.
You're a very ambitious guy when it comes to music, hey? Like I don't necessarily get that from you personality wise, and yet the evidence is this sounds like I'm
like
ripping
that.
You.
It's no, not. I like
you're just
it.
Like
go
you're
with
so
it.
Chill face to face. Like yeah. you don't seem to be like burning with. I'm gonna do a million things, and yet you're always doing a million things.
Yeah, I always thought of myself as a very lazy person, like. And
the stories we tell ourselves versus the stories we're actually living can be
very
different.
Yeah, I was lazy, and you know, like you know, when you're a kid, you don't clean your room very often, and your mom's like, "Don't be lazy," and then you get this thing in your head, like,
"Oh, you're
a
lazy
person."
I can't relate to that
and,
at all.
And my wife Lauren, she was saying this to me a few months ago. She was like, "No, when you care about something, it's like you're absolutely monomaniacally driven for it. Like you're gonna do it no matter what." And I was like, "Well, I still feel like I'm lazy." And she's like, "Yeah, in certain aspects, like I could probably put the socks in the laundry hamper more often than I do," but like, you know, when you care about something, that's an interesting thing about to learn about yourself as you age, as you pass through 508, is that you tell yourself this little story, and it turns out that actually, in some respects, it's totally not true.
Yeah, we tell lies about ourselves to ourselves all the time, and yeah, it's usually not in our, well, in a lot of people's, in their favor, but
yeah,
maybe not always.
If you're a shithead.
Oh, are you
oh
a
you're not a
Chris,
shithead.
Are you a
I'm
shithead?
A shithead. I only tell positive stories about myself. I'm awesome. Like, what I say, but they're not wrong, so.
As far as I know.
Do you think I have narcissistic personality?
No, I don't. I don't. I think you're a very, I would cover your ears. I think it's because you're a Capricorn. She was a Capricorn! No, I think it's because you're a Capricorn only child and you actually do get things done very well when you want to do them.
There's lots of evidence for that. And also people with narcissistic personality disorder don't turn to people and say, hey, do you think I have narcissistic personality disorder?
If they're extremely self-aware, that's another really good thing about myself is that I'm really extremely self-aware.
I mean, I think I have narcissistic personality disorder all the time because I definitely do think I'm amazing at certain times, and then evidence doesn't necessarily support that. I'm like, oh, I'm the worst person in the world.
So you vacillate.
Yeah.
You talk shit about yourself too much for my liking.
Yeah, I also feel that way.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it! You're ganging up on me.
Take our support and
love. I must
love.
Be a shithead.
Why would two people I love gang up on me like this? It's because I suck. Guys, I suck. But anyway, Talent Time was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Really liked it. I would love to... We started talking a little bit about putting on a variety show.
Definitely.
I know you and I have talked about putting on a variety show.
Variety
I'm just like,
show.
There's a lot of abilities in our circles.
Yeah, the various
and
circles.
And they cannot be confined to one kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
A show must have variety.
Well, it is true that this Talent Time thing, it just runs against the grain of everything that you see in artistic scenes, which ruthlessly segment themselves into their genres, and like no one talks to anybody outside of their scene, and no one, you know, and this kind of thing.
I've never met anyone who does improv. I don't talk to them.
Well, that's because improv is terrible, but we're not going to have any of that on the variety show, are we? By variety, do you mean things that are good and bad? Because I'm against that. I mean a variety of good acts. Things that are good.
Aw, but come on, I wanted to do a zip, zap, zop segment.
Zip, zap, zop!
Do you not know what it's an improv game? There you go.
Please explain it in great detail.
I don't really know. It's like, you... like, Leave touch your hands together out. And clap them, and you point at someone in a big circle, and you go, zip. And then they have to do that to somebody else, and then they have to do it, and it has to be, like, rapid fire, so there's no time for you to, like, think. You just have to feel it. You just have to be in the moment. That's how you, like, ground yourself in your practice, and that's how you know that everyone's got each other's backs.
This is a warm-up for improv.
Yeah.
Oh. Goodness.
How about, darling, if you love me, won't you please smile? The creepiest improv game.
Oh, yeah, the creepy,
fuck is
like,
that?
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
What the
it's
fuck
it's
is
all
it?
Just that. You just go up to someone, get really close to their face, and, like, look in their eyes and go, darling, if you love
Ew.
Me, won't you please
smile?
Oh,
and you have
smile?
To try to break the person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they don't
never...
smile and they say, no, darling, yes, I love you, but I won't smile or something without breaking, then they win, and you win if... Yeah,
oh,
it's
I'm
like,
so
let's
bad at
take
those.
Street
break.
Harassment and turn it into a game for teenagers. Great idea.
Yeah, yeah. This is a non-improv house.
We're going to not. I mean, we're improving right now, actually.
Oh, God. Let's take everybody take a shower.
Yeah,
one after
this
the
isn't good, so you've proven that. All the points have been proven,
good.
So we're
yeah.
fine.
But this isn't good.
Yep.
So, yeah, we won't. Shan't be doing that. But.
Exactly. I don't know. It's all good. I would like to do a variety show, though. Like, what kinds of stuff would you want to have on it?
Butts.
Just.
Okay. So, like, fun gymnastics?
Sure. Yeah. Just butts. Just, like, butts all day. Just butts. What else?
She's got that.
Can we get
like
Picasso?
Music and stand-up. Picasso.
Can we get Picasso to come on and paint something with his ding-dong?
There's a guy that paints with his dick, and
nice.
He calls himself Picasso.
Oh, Picasso.
Yeah. And so then I was like, is there a guy that paints with his balls and it's Jackson Bollock?
See if we can riff on this.
I was trying to think of what
other
Van
artists.
Gogh.
Van Gogh.
That's good. Because,
Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Pablo Clitasso.
How about Rembrandt?
Donatello.
Okay,
yeah.
Gustav Klimt.
That's actually what I call him because I hate those paintings.
Aww,
with a passion.
So romantic, though.
Fuck. It's for all of us young romantics to love.
Why do you hate Klimt?
The kiss is the worst.
But they're bending over so deep.
I just hate.
Is it the worst because it's on,
so
like,
much.
Dorm doors all the time?
That was a big problem, yeah.
I don't like
just...
the Scarface poster either.
Yeah, they're all bad. But he's just been, he's just like, oh, I'll kiss you, and we're sort of colorful. Like, that's not a painting.
It should be, it's a painting!
No, it's not. It should
it
be
is
like
empirically a painting.
Well, there should be a tank or something in the background. So there's like a narrative, like he's kissing her while the war is going on. That's
how it's supposed to be. LaCroix!
And maybe a speech bubble or something.
We're kissing right now.
No, she's just saying, yummy. This would improve it for me.
What other artists can we do? Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah, I mean,
that one's already done.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a roller derby girl.
It's gotta be.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be.
That's another fun game, by the way, coming up with
roller
names for roller derby girls.
Really
derby.
We're doing great, guys.
I just go with the Ninja Turtles, like.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
But that's not really a body part, so it's kind of cheating.
Teddy Norgren. Oh, what a bitch.
Is that a dank friendship meme that you guys
No, it's not a dank. The 500. Our dank friendship memes are the 500. Mm-hmm. Are you 500 years old?
Two-siders.
Two ciders, bee-dee-dee-dee.
And it's a great story behind that, actually. So Katie was drinking two ciders at the same time. And I came up to her and said, hey, you got two ciders, don't you? She went, bee-dee-dee-dee, two ciders. It was great.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, that was, most of them are booze-related. Surprise. Because, I was also in the Dreadnoughts. I didn't actually clarify that on the podcast.
Yes.
For 2 years, or for a year and a half, I was the very talented bass player of the Dreadnoughts. But, you know, lots of time to develop dank friendship memes.
Yeah.
One said, tequila will not defeat me ever. That's not a phrase, but it's just true that if I finish the evening with tequila, I'm always going to be fine.
Fine. Which
doesn't
really
make
weird.
Any sense.
None whatsoever.
It's like an inoculation against a hangover, which
nice.
I don't tell myself that.
Why don't you just always have little El Quimadors just in your, like, bandolier? At the end of the night, just bang.
Dude, if I could have a tequila bandolier, my life would be basically complete. I would be really, really happy about that.
Got one of those little salt shakers in the hip holster thing,
absolutely.
And then a lime down your bra, just like, take it out, squirt, squirt.
One of my favorite, it's not really a meme, but the story is I always bug Katie about, is this absolutely gorgeous firefighter who accompanied her to her room in Edmonton one night, and
this was on tour?
This was on the tour, and he sat with her apparently for, she told the story the next day, for almost half an hour, just like talking and like being nice and clearly wanting to stay. But eventually she was like, I'm sorry, I just can't. Could you just go sleep downstairs? And this guy's like a, you know, like I would have slept with the guy. And the next night she was seen in the van with some other persons of virtue not true, decidedly less attractive. Not just decidedly, like less attractive in a cosmic scale, like.
See,
trolls.
I remember making out with this troll.
And I remember just walking up and being like, "Holy shit, man! Really?" But the difference was, of course, that you were much more drunk.
I don't have great taste, unfortunately. The fact that I can't pee when anybody else can ever be anywhere near me is Marco's fault, the drummer of the Dreadnoughts.
Why?
Because we had to pull over, because it's not easy for the girl in the band to pee when you're far, 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 far away from any kind of rest stops whatsoever.
You just squat behind the car.
Sure, easy enough for you.
You would think.
But I was trying to just, like, hide out a little bit. I'm like, okay, like, I'm kind of a nervous peer, so just leave me be. And
don't
then
tell
Marco
him that. That was your
swung,
first mistake.
Swung the van around, turned the high beams on me, and started honking while I was popping a squat in the freshly fallen snow.
In the middle of the Rockies.
It's so bright, because the moon's out. And I'm just,
the
like,
moon was out.
So vulnerable. I mean, I was, like... I was facing them, so I was just like, gaze into the unblinking eye. It was so upsetting, but I'm fine now. I still can't pee in a public bathroom. Because I feel like Marco's just going to bust in there with an air horn.
And a very bright flashlight. Just shine it in.
Hey, are you whizzing? Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, you seem fine about it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm definitely not still. messed
completely
up.
Traumatized.
Yeah, I'm whiz traumatized. I'll probably live though.
I peed in the snow a little while ago. It was great.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, those things are easy for you.
I tried to write my name. It was hard.
Yeah, you got a lot of swoops. You got a dot and I. It's not easy.
Yeah. I can just try to do my artistic signature. It's like when you're just hula hooping.
Oh God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're just making me remember stupid things that have happened between the two of us.
Excellent. Dank
friendship memes. I had this stupid flip camera that I got with a gift card from my old job, and you stole it from me and filmed yourself peeing.
I did indeed. That was a common pastime.
Yeah.
In that age.
And just, but just like all over the place, like in that toilet. Right. That was
well,
rude.
They were tearing.
That was at the castle.
Okay. That was the last night of the venue. They were going to tear it all down. And yes, I went in and wazzed all over the toilet on purpose with Katie's camera out because I thought she'll want to see this. I believe I sang Edelweiss while I was doing it.
Yeah.
And
thankfully, the dick was not in the picture.
Oh, of course. Like,
it was just
the
stream. It was a tasteful
do
stream.
Just like that. Stream. I prefer to leave that to the imagination. And it's, you know, it's more of an art piece that I gifted her.
It's a real Jackson Bollock.
It is, yes.
It's just a splatter word. It's not elegant. That was a great venue,
about
though.
That. Good job. Venue. Now we have it recorded.
I still have the footage
when,
somewhere.
When alien anthropologists unearth the human race in 2 billion years, they'll dig this up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll know about the incident with the... Yes.
The incident.
All
the
incidents.
The incident. Of course, they're going to be like, what was the castle? We're, like, going back...
It's where the monarch lived.
And when they were tearing it down, they performed a great disrespectful ritual.
What was that just now?
He's rubbing his tummy.
Getting old. Got a tummy.
Oh.
So sometimes you rub it just to remind yourself of how disgusting your body is.
Just out of another dank friendship meme. Oh, yeah. I started with that, yeah. Which is just liquor barn.
Edelweiss has already been mentioned.
Yeah, yes, well, right. It turns out that Nazi themed musicals are something that we both really enjoy. So we only make references to Cabaret and The Sound of Music.
Yeah, it's like just those two. You don't need any other kind of music.
Nope, just the ones where
what
Nazis
about
are coming.
Producers? That's also kind of a Nazi themed musical.
Springtime for Hitler. Yes. Well, it's already a comedy, so we don't need to make it funny.
Ah, I see.
Whereas, you know, Cabaret is quite stark and frightening.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like, I loved Moulin Rouge, but they could have made the Duke a Nazi and had him, like, had some sort of goose-stepping scenes, and then a plucky Jewish character could have saved the day. And I just think, you know, there's a lot more there.
Don't we have enough Nazi shit in
also, that movie took place 40 years before that war.
So?
Fair enough, yeah. You could have had some 1940s Nazis in 1898 Paris.
They had time travel technology. Hasn't that been established already? Aren't they in all the Marvel movies and stuff?
There's yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
Not into it.
No.
There's a lot of room for improvement is all mm-hmm. I'm saying.
The thing that I always associate with you two is old Greg.
Ah, yes.
Which, can you describe what the hell that is? Because I still don't understand it, but I just remember you dressed up as him at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Noel Fielding in The Mighty Boosh as a merman-type fella who lives beneath the sea and just wants nice men to love him. And he's got kelp for hair and green face and wears a tutu.
And he drinks Baileys out of a shoe.
Drinks right. Baileys out of a shoe and has an indeterminate biological sex.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Many, many things are true.
Old Greg has a vagina but appears to be male, so we don't really know.
Cool.
But it's magical and light emanates from it.
I mean, it's funny. I guess, you know, kids, you know, these days, 15, 14, 15, 16 years old, won't know about those videos that we used to laugh at all the time. Like, will they ever know about salad fingers, for example?
Oh my God, salad fingers.
Right? Amazing. But a 15-year-old is just not going to know to look for old Greg or salad fingers, so they're
those
just going to miss.
Those videos are 15 years old.
Yeah.
Like, Trogdor's fucking, like...
Trogdor's almost 20 now. Almost.
Trogdor could get a driver's license.
Yeah, right.
He could go drive around the countryside.
Trogdor is a man now.
I will say, I tried to go back and watch the Homestar Runner videos, and it was like, they kind of had a time, and it feels a bit
yeah,
like
it's
that
weed
is
time.
Gone. I wasn't eating any weeds, and I enjoyed them back then, but it's like it was the first animated comedy thing that was on the internet, so we were like, hey, amazing, this is really funny, and now we have so many of them that it's like, you go back and you watch it, and it's just, there's people talking weird, and that's...
It's just people... Who would ever do that? Who would listen to something that was just people talking weird
yeah, I know,
all the
totally.
Time? Sounds like horse shit
certainly
to me.
Not me.
Yep. There was some meme about the original, like, badger meme. Where it's just like, you know, like, we're looking over on the burning wasteland that once was the internet, and they wipe a tear away, and it's like, mushroom.
Yeah. Maybe you enjoy it still, but if you load it up, it's just like, wow, I used to watch this and
like,
pass it
around.
Like,
all of the weird, like, all the dirty girls love Benedict Cumberbatch. It was like a weird ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There was some, like, what the fuck is that style where it's just like, oh, it's going to be funny because we're just repeating the same thing over and over.
Oh, you're making me think of the one that it's like Steve and Fry riding around in a taxi or something like that now.
Like, who made those? It was like a specific,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it was. It was a genre.
Yeah.
And I think it was just people trying to be as weird as they could be
with
a video because they could.
Is that, there was Flash, no structure was to that Jib Jab? Or no, that's a different thing. Jib Jab was like a greeting card. But I remember the, where can you see lions? Only in Kenya. That was a thing.
That was the same people who did the Badger Mushroom, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Strange, so. Very strange.
Like,
no enduring appeal whatsoever.
No.
But I still think, like,
Sally
Fingers
we watched
is
the
awesome.
Whole thing over. Sally Fingers is so creepy.
It's very, you can go back and still be creeped out. And it's like, oh wow, this person.
Why did we like such, like, dark, edgy humor in the late 90s and early 2000s? Like, why was I so obsessed with dead baby jokes? Was it just my age?
I think there is an immaturity that plays into it, for sure.
Where you're just starting to confront the concept of death, and so then
let's make fun of it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I found it. It's Weeble is the name of that you're thinking of.
Yeah.
We've got those two guys, Weeble and Bob.
Yeah,
this is all it is. That doesn't even look like him.
Shall I describe this for our listeners?
No, it's just awful.
Very stupid. Yeah. And also, nobody loves Benedict Cumberbatch anymore.
He fell out of favor pretty quick.
What did he do? Did he do a thing?
No, but he can go just, like, sit in a lifeboat with Johnny Depp and just float out into the ocean with their weird angular faces. No, he didn't do anything wrong. He's just a stupid, rich dummy.
I guess his parents were colonial...
With a name like that, they have to be.
Yeah, definitely his family was like, got a lot of their money out of the slave trade in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. Good job, Cumberbatch.
But I mean, who amongst us doesn't have that lineage? I mean, I don't, but like, there's white people who've got baggage historically.
No, it's true.
It's true.
And even if our families didn't, we still all benefit from those systems.
Hey! Yeah. And I not only did I benefited and just stayed right here where it's just not complicated and I can just... But you, Chris said earlier, you're an international kind of fellow. You've lived a fucking lot of places.
Yes.
Can you give us a brief rundown? Because you live places other people have not even thought of.
I've lived in... Let me see if I can do them in order. Edmonton, Banff, Alberta... Because I needed to say Alberta, Victoria, Toronto, and then I lived in Swaziland in Southern Africa, and then I lived in Corvallis, Oregon, and then I lived in a place called Norway House in Northern Manitoba on a reserve, and then I lived in Cobourg, Ontario, then I lived in Ottawa, I lived in Montreal briefly, then I lived in Vancouver!
Yay!
Then I lived in Providence, Rhode Island... Now I'm living in Vancouver again.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
And your family also lived in Vanuatu for a while, not with you.
Yeah, no, I was going to school, but like this just...
Wow.
What a modern family. Let's just let's just blow a bomb up in the middle of the family and scatter ourselves across the globe, because why would we want to see each other ever? You know? It's like the stereotypical modern family, which is all mobility. It's like we just never see anybody because we're all like, I'm going to live in Borneo this year. It'll be an adventure. It's like, yeah, well, you're going to be by your fucking self, aren't you?
Where's your sister Laura is with
her
right
now?
Yeah,
she's in Serbia.
She was in Turkey.
She's an adventuresome person.
She has a lot of fear.
She has the amazing story of being detained for 48 straight hours without sleep. In a Saudi Arabian border prison, because she was not traveling into Saudi Arabia with a man.
Cool.
Yeah, so you had to have a man.
Cool.
And she didn't have a man.
So they just kept her in jail instead.
For 48 hours until the Canadian embassy did something, and then...
Is she just not afraid of things?
Possibly. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fearlessness there. Yeah, for sure.
But she's a pretty baller person if you've ever met Laura.
So just everyone else is just afraid for her instead.
Yeah, so
like, I have no fear. I've just outsourced that to the rest of my family.
Remember
like,
the, Katya. You remember the
past guest Katya Balazs.
Yeah.
Remember the coup in Turkey, the attempted coup in Turkey like 3 years ago?
Yeah, no one was living there at
the time. She was 100 yards from
Gezi Park.
100 meters from the Taksim Square or whatever, the place where all the fighting was going on, and like bombers were going over her apartment and sonic booms everywhere, and they thought they were being shelled and shit. And my mom's like in Victoria trying to call. Mm. And you can't call, turns out, during a coup. They make sure you can't. The coup types. Yeah. So these fucking people who make the rest of our lives seem entirely uninteresting. I mean, mm-hmm. That's my sister. Like, wow. Mm. Oh, wow, you played a show in Poland. Well, I was fucking bombed by Erdogan's fucking henchmen.
I like yours more.
tear gas, wafting in the windows. Oh, but sure, you played a polka in fucking Germany once. Good for you. Always got to one-up me.
You're one of five siblings, and everybody's doing something interesting.
I have every type of sibling that you can imagine.
Yes.
All the archetypes.
Half steps. Oh, yeah, I said X five. Step, I'm like, just step. Like five. That's just five blood-related siblings.
Yeah.
You have more than that.
Yeah, yeah. Got the five, some of which are technically half-siblings, and then you got the step-brothers, the ex-step-brothers, the adopted brother, and I'm sure I'm forgetting one, like a spiritual pal. I don't know.
Spiritual pal and imaginary friend. Everybody has.
I've got an imaginary brother as well. That's true, yeah.
What's his name? Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys have complex families too, right? I mean, that's the modern world.
It's just me and my mum.
That's fucking complicated.
Are you in your mum's car? Vroom, vroom. Yeah, I guess, yeah, mine's not super simple.
That sounds great.
And Tess's is obviously pretty complex too, so it's like...
Yeah.
But yours is just this very sort of yours is like an interesting party story a lot of the time.
Basically, yeah.
Like, and if you were a narcissist, you could just be like, listen to how interesting my family is.
I mean, I literally just did that.
Yes, but we forced you to.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like pulling teeth over here.
I have done it at parties, though, when I have nothing interesting to say to
people. One time my sister almost got a bomb. To like Gavin from Kids in the Hall. You know, one time my sister, she lives under Erdogan in Turkey. And, you know, one time they bombed over the house. And then my mom tried to call her, but she couldn't get through.
It's very cute. It's very love Gavin.
Oh, he was the best.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of that. Nice. Kids in the Hall. And I watched the one where he falls in love with his babysitter because she tells a bunch of bullshit boring stories too. And then he just like fantasizes them getting married, and it's like, and do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife? Oh, one time I was at a wedding and
holy shit, I didn't know this one existed.
Oh, that's yeah, cute. It's a good one. I love Gavin.
Did anyone watch Schitt's Creek ever?
I started watching it on the plane.
It's pretty funny. Like, yeah. It's good, you know, 20-minute show, whatever. But the daughter always has, like, the running gag is that she has been to all these extremely dangerous places and no one really knows. So it's like, oh, come on, don't be so worried about this job interview. Like, I was once, like, a Saudi prince's, like, concubine for 2 years. And I mean, that was fine. I was able to get out once and it's just, so they're constantly all these different things. And then they actually have a very special episode, kind of.
Really?
Where, like, the brother talks to her and she's like, yeah, I'm fearless. And he's like, yeah, but I was worrying about you the whole time.
Oh.
So sometimes your reckless behavior can hurt other people.
You know?
It was very sweet, though. But just, I really
Laura, just it. Call, just write, just something, please, Laura, please.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any, like, what's this polka band going to be called?
I was going to say, if you're listeners... All 12 of them have any suggestions, mm-hmm. they can write into polkatime@gmail.com. That's polkatime@gmail.com to suggest names.
Uh-huh. Well, should we try to come up with some now? Because we were doing real good with like the penis artists.
Real good.
Real good.
Better than some people would do.
But do you want to have a pun name or like a really authentic kind of name?
I think those are, in polka, they're the same. They're like, they're usually punny or something. Right now, you know, all we've got is polka time, !!
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good name for a band. Polka time!
Yeah. And then the intro can be, it's polka time.
What's your instrumental makeup? Do you have some horns?
I'm actually playing the accordion, which is not great because I'm not good at it. But I'm going to do it anyway. And then we get to saxophone clarinet player. You may have heard of. His name's Mike Allen. And then we got the rest of the dreadnoughts, basically, which is just like everybody playing their violin and banjo and bass and stuff.
Because I was thinking, like, do you have like a euphonium or some kind of a like... baritone to get that real oompa kind of sound.
I know
a couple of euphonium tuba players.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you may have actually pointed us to one way, way back in the day. There was a fellow you told me about who came in and did tuba. Or if it was euphonium.
Mythical Man? Yeah.
Yeah, that was him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I'll ask. Because I love that sound. That
He and his
girlfriend.
He's
the perfect look for it, too.
That's true.
He just
I think he's not in a Serbian brass band anymore, so he might be free.
Was he in Slivovica?
Yeah.
They're no longer together.
They were so amazing.
They were so good. One of the best dance parties I ever went to. It was like totally acoustic in like the basement of the Waldorf. So like low ceilings, dark, sweaty, and just a horn section going. It was so fun.
Yeah.
There is a band called Balkan Schmalken.
Oh yeah.
that also play around town, and I think it's a lot of the same folks, so awesome. same kind of vibe.
I'm gonna have to remember that.
Mm-hmm. My old roommates were in Slivovica, and I'm actually getting visited by the first of three ghosts. Chelsea is who plays the euphonium.
Oh yeah,
she's coming to visit tomorrow. I'm so excited. I just barely ever get to see her anymore because she's a mother of two children and lives on the island. Is a nurse. Yeah. So she's coming.
Yeah, she's coming to bring the euphonium, or
probably not because it's rather large.
It's not as big as a tuba, though, right?
No, it's not as big as a tuba. It's like a baby tuba. It's a little baby.
Tell her to bring it over. I mean, you never know.
You just be like, oh, suddenly there's a practice if you want to play.
Oh, no, I was thinking you guys could eat some weeds and then take the euphonium out and see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Two girls, one euphonium.
It's just a lot of her being like, bump, 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 and me just kind of like trying to dance to it. Like, okay. I think this is in my genetics somewhere.
Fun thing, I bet eight of your 12 listeners are learning what a euphonium is right now.
They're just like Googling, like, what the fuck? It's like E-U-P-H.
It's from the same Latin root as euphoria.
Wait, I'm going to look it up.
Polka terms. And like, are you going for like German or Polish?
No,
or...
I was actually very much against the... I don't like how a lot of polka bands, believe it or not, I have opinions about this. They dress up like Germans or
always
Austrians.
Always in the Lederhosen and
but
stuff.
But polka is not a German-Austrian thing. It's a dance style that you find in Sweden and like Italy and everywhere. So And there's songs from many different traditions that you can play. So that's the debate right now.
The United Nations of Polka.
Yeah.
It is Greek. It's ancient Greek for euphonos, meaning well-sounding or sweet voice.
So nice.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
Nice. It is one of the nicest-sounding brass instruments.
I had a 50% chance, and I fucked it up.
Oh, I don't know. You're not that far off.
Which
euphonium.
One is it?
Oh, it's fun to say. Euphonium.
The euphonioids. No, that's a terrible name.
Yeah.
But any suggestions
so it's like
that you have?
Polka in the rear.
This is what you have to deal with?
Yeah.
You think you have to put up with this? She hasn't moved out of town
polka
for any length
rear.
Of time.
Like, I had this conversation with a band that I know in England, and they wanted to call themselves something like Just Insider or Almost Insider or something like that, because they're a cider band. And it was like
a cider band.
You know, you have to live with this for the rest of your life. If you make a CD, it's gonna say Justin Cider or something on it, and your grandkids are gonna be like, "Would you ever show me one of you?" And you have to be like, "Yeah, it's this."
It's such a heavy disc.
Because you were drinking one day and had a little joke with your friends. And
I
thought
didn't
it'd be
think
hilarious.
It was a good idea. I was just saying words.
Sure, Katie.
Like an idiot.
Whatever.
Ugh.
But yeah. Any suggestions?
What's a cider band? I think I've heard you talk about scrumpy a lot.
Yeah.
That's another word that I associate with you. That's a kind of cider, right?
It's actually in France, too, I recently learned. Uh-huh. In France and in the west of England, there, which Katie will hopefully visit soon, there are bands that are just devoted to singing about the agricultural life.
They like apples.
Wow.
And a lot of it's
how,
about farming.
How pastoral.
It's extremely pastoral, yeah, but... it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. It's really great, but you have to sort of be there, I think.
Yeah, it's part of a festival of some kind.
Yeah, on a farm, maybe somewhere.
Okay, I just looked up polka band names, and the second band that came up was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Red Hot
Chili. You know, the famous polka band.
Polka.
Because, you know, Flea would love just playing root fifth for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
Could you just do the root fifth, Flea? That's what we need. That's what we need from you.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's one of the reasons that, like, I'm not super stoked about playing that type of music, because the bass lines are pretty boring.
Yeah. So cello would be particularly awful, wouldn't it? You'd have to sit there and just go, womp, womp, the whole time. Yeah. Nasty. Womp, womp. Don't do it. Do you play anything else? Do you play, like other instruments?
Flute. Piano.
Not really.
Piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, those would be
I'm not really stuff. Looking for any new projects
right oh, now. Oh, no, that's not what you. I'm asking. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We don't want to.
Oh, God.
That last one. Is that a fart that came out of your mouth?
Yes. That's how I feel about having Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but anyway, but yeah.
I think he was just curious about the instruments you
play. Yeah, that's very nice of you. You're...
Any wind instruments.
You're a curious person. I would really like to play some kind of a brass, but...
But you don't.
Don't have the chops.
Don't have the chops? The cheeks?
I don't know. I just haven't played any.
Just don't do it.
Actually. I just don't want to.
I can play saxophone, but like the doing really? The like the buzzy embouchure? Thing is like, no.
Is that tickles. Is that embouchure?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that word is?
Yeah.
Embouchure?
It's true.
I can't even make my lips, like, stick together to do vocal warm-ups. I have to do the thing where I hold my cheeks.
What Katie's telling you there is that she has trouble keeping her lips, like,
closed.
Literally closed.
It's true. If I don't talk enough, I die. I'm just a lonely, only child.
Are you both only childs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been having, very different.
Yeah, I've been having some issues. Just there's a lot of people in my life right now that just, like, talk a lot. In various various situations, various parts of my life, they just won't fucking shut up, and I just
wanna
have some brain quiet time, you know, and just can't take it. And there's only so many things you can wear your headphones for, you know.
I propose a moment of silence on the podcast to just, you know, really. Maybe you can just stick that in, actually. You don't actually have to do it.
Katie just wrote, "Hey, fuck you."
In beautiful cursive.
Let's see if Katie can stop talking for 60 seconds. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
This is bad podcasting.
Oh, it turns out Chris was the one who broke.
I know, well, because I'm actually a professional and this is an audio medium.
He's complaining about talking and then just can't even stop for 5 seconds.
I'm not going to put dead air on the podcast. No, she's still doing it. Anyway, we're at an hour already, if you don't believe it.
Just thinking, we got to break a few rules, you know.
Well.
That's what a manager would tell you.
Stop trying to get us a manager.
25%, that's my offer.
You just want a man to tell us what to do and keep us in line.
That's right. And I'm hoping it's me, and I hope I get 25%.
Yeah, you get 25%. What's 25% of fuck all? What's 25% of paying for stickers?
25% of fuck all, I believe, is fuh.
Ooh, see? See, there's potential here. That's what I see. That's
she's
why leaving. I want to that's why I want to manage,
oh,
you know.
She's leaving.
You got comedy potential like that. You marry it to my sort of savvy and you know, we're going places. 25% of nothing. Yeah, but when I get you picked up by PBS.
PBS.
PBS is going to
25% of that. That's what I'm saying.
Welcome to Two Shrill Bitches on PBS. I'm Katie.
I'm not allowed to be shrill anymore because we're on PBS.
We're on PBS.
I think you guys
that's
be good
a
at that.
TV station.
Yes, TVO.
They don't have the money for cameras anymore, so now it's just podcasts.
Which is people in their attics talking.
Yep.
Well, so good friendship memes, you guys. That
that's
was
right.
Nice to kind of get some reminiscence on the record, you know?
Totally,
next time we'll actually have a plan, maybe, to not be exhausted. That's always the idea we have going forward.
This is just going to be a silly, silly gumdrop. It's going to be
silly gumdrop.
Yeah, there's a band name. Right there.
Silly, silly gumdrop.
Yeah, name your polka band after me somehow. Tina Turnip and the
Tina Turnip.
Tina Turnip and the Scallywags. What other fun, interesting things are about Nick?
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much. Gone.
He's a doctor now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Teaching philosophy at the old Simon Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm trying to shape some minds.
Shape some young minds. It's actually working out. I'm teaching. I'm actually teaching this semester feminist ethics.
First time. That's fucked up. your friend Martha Nussbaum teach those to you?
Yeah. Yes, partly she did. When we go for dinner and she tells me about it. But it's kind of fun. It's like not a whole class on feminist ethics, but it's like half of it is we sort of move into that territory.
If it's the ethics. And it's actually
second wave, which is really interesting because it's like they're not you're reading these people in the 80s, these like theorists, and they're just not yet aware of the ways in which like this became a white monolithic mm-hmm. kind of middle class thing, and they haven't done that thing yet where they go, oh wait a minute, there's so many different
people
that were sort of running roughshod over it. It's
intersectionality.
Like, so I have to like tell these students like it's gonna actually feel kind of dated to study this stuff, but you know, you can move on to the later stuff if you want. But mm-hmm. it's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
I think it's interesting. Lots of people don't think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of those feminists mm-hmm. telling me what's what.
Yeah, you're teaching young folks how to debate, argue stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I assume philosophy is.
I suppose, yeah, I suppose it is. I don't know. I think
teaching them how to think about thinking? Is that epistemology?
Sure. Yeah, whatever, man.
I graduated 4 years ago and I don't think about school things anymore, aside from working at a school.
Yeah, I ran into one of my old supervisors and he was just, oh, I'm so excited to like see that you're working in this field and blah 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 and like let me connect you with like practicum students. He's like, and I still have all of the class pictures on the wall and I think about you a lot. I see your face and I wonder what that Christina Jeppa's up to, blah blah blah.
And he's like, I don't think about you at all.
Not at all. I forgot his name. He wanted to give me all his contact info. I'm like, why don't you write it down over here?
Whoopsie doodle. Yeah. Hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
He better not. It's very unprofessional. It does not paint me in a good light at all.
Yeah, so we don't really paint ourselves in the best light all the time. Oh well. Then, you know, we keep the expectations low and just surprise
people. Under promise, over deliver. That's the goal. Expectations management here on the CX podcast.
I feel like that's a pretty strong like thesis for our whole podcast. Over promise, under deliver. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug, Nicholas?
Oh,
you got a show coming up, don't you?
Yes. I think so, but that's kind of boring.
Well, you can still say it.
You have to plug
what's
things.
What's a thing that I would like people to know about? It's a thing.
I would like to plug the concept of jorts.
Are you wearing jorts? No, they go all the way down. They go all the
way
down.
They could be jorts. They could be jorts.
What's a jort?
A jean short.
Jean short.
Ew. That's okay. I just think that plugging things is so corporate and feeds into the capitalist mindset that everyone is inaugurated into.
Was that just your bullshit delivery system dinging?
I actually set it to ding and vibrate every hour because I enjoy it.
Just give you a little thrill?
Yeah, I have an app for that, actually.
Just zaps you in the taint. That's what you need to plug.
Oh, you certainly do.
What about a gig? Do you have a gig coming up? Do you have a show, you piece of shit?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Well, it's the rickshaw on March 16th and 17th. There's a bunch of people.
Oh, is it for St. Patrick's Day?
And I'm really excited, yes.
So stereotypical.
So stereotypical, I know. And it's a really great band that's playing is called Something About Reptiles.
Oh, yeah. That's
do you know Birchu and the whole... She's amazing. She's like this headstrong... really powerful Turkish woman who just started this incredible traditional sort of, I think there's some Greek music in there too, Turkish stuff, and they're great, and she is mental on stage. She will swear at you and she will use the absolute worst words. If she doesn't think you're dancing properly, she'll stop the song and be like, you, what the fuck are you doing?
Is she the same person that runs the, like, the vintage clothing shop, right? It's just moved to our neighborhood here.
Yeah. Oh my god, she's wild.
She has bullied me into buying clothing before.
Me too, I just got a shirt. Okay. That's how you stay in business, but I just love her.
Just bully people into it?
I love her now. I haven't actually tried to manage a show with her on it yet. Currently, I'm a huge fan.
So. You'll soon see.
Come out and see Something About Reptiles.
Nice.
There you go.
But not your band.
Plug. You can leave after that. It's fine.
Yeah.
You've already paid, so mission accomplished. Wouldn't it be easier if people paid for your show, came in, watched the opening band, then all left, you wouldn't have to play, And you could actually not even show up yourself and then just take the money.
Sounds pretty good.
Take the money and run.
This is my dream.
Chris, you plug in anything?
No.
Nothing into your butt?
No, got nothing.
Nothing to plug in there?
That's private.
No, fair enough. I'm so sorry.
That's the basement, not the attic. Different space.
How about you, Katie? Are you doing any shows? This is going to come out on Tuesday, so.
Perfect, yeah. I've got a show on the 14th at the Foxhole. That should be a good one because Jackie Hoffert runs a really awesome room. It's very intimate and cool there, but it's definitely a you got to get there by 8:30 kind of thing these days because it just gets packed, which is, that doesn't say anything about me. It says everything about how well they run that show. So that's Wednesday. Doors at 8, and the 25th. I'll plug it again, but I'm hosting. Big Rock is back. My monthly comedy show is back. And nice. And Ryan LaChance is headlining. He's a super cool guy who has cerebral palsy. I said it in the British way for some reason. He's a super cool guy. He gets around in a power chair, and he is a real spicy fella. He's not like, everybody can be inspired by me because I have a disability. He's like, I sold weed to the Wu-Tang Clan once. He's a cool dude. So that's check that out. That'll be February 25th at Big Rock Urban.
I'll plug that too. That was one of the funniest 2 hours of my life. I just died laughing with every comedian.
It's a good show.
It was amazing.
I run a good ass show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys next week for episode 100.